Expanding our support groups. Shropshire Support Group relaunched. A support group for people living with PSP and CBD has relaunched in Shropshire. Peter Grindley, who cared for his wife Janet, decided to set up a group following her death. Earlier this year, I contacted PSPA to establish if there was interest in restarting the Shropshire group, and if so, I would be happy to coordinate. Peter and Janet regularly attended support group meetings together in 2018 and 2019. Following Janet's death, Peter wanted to use his experience to help support people in his area and relaunch the group. Peter said the PSPA Shropshire support group was run very successfully by Diane Davis until COVID intervened. Sadly, the group never got going again. The meetings were well attended and I felt extremely beneficial, with a great deal of useful information being exchanged between families. Importantly, people made new friends facing similar difficulties and learned how to overcome challenges and what local services were available. Earlier this year, I contacted PSPA to establish if there was interest in restarting the Shropshire group, and if so, I would be happy to coordinate. That agreed, I contacted the Severn Hospice about availability of a suitable room. Currently, with PSPA's help, I'm promoting the relaunch of the group to people living with PSP and CBD within a 40-mile radius of Shrewsbury. The first meeting of the relaunch group was in July. Initially, I will focus group meetings as being a place to meet others facing similar challenges, an opportunity to make new friends and have a good chat over a hot drink and a piece of cake. As meetings progress, I will look to invite guest speakers and establish discussion topics. Peter Grindley, support groups. Support groups provide a welcoming and friendly place for people affected by PSP and CBD, including family and friends, to meet up on a regular basis to share experiences, information, and just chat. Visit www.psposociation.org.uk/information-and-support/your-psp-support-network/your-local-group to find your nearest group. Expanding our support groups. New group in the Southwest. Florence Bates has set up a new support group for people affected by PSP and CBD in Devon and Cornwall. Florence set up the group following her dad Richard's diagnosis of PSP. Explaining why she wanted to set up the group, Florence said, "PSPA is a lifeline for many, and following dad's diagnosis of PSP earlier this year, it felt important to create a community in the Southwest where people can come together and feel supported. The first online meeting was incredibly well received, and we're now arranging in-person meetings alternating between Devon and Cornwall. Our first in-person meeting was held in Oakhampton. Eight of us came together to share stories, offer advice, and enjoyed homemade cake. Our next in-person meeting will be near Newquay, and we hope to see some new faces there too. By giving people affected a space to share knowledge and information, I really hope that living with and caring for people with illnesses such as PSP and CBD doesn't feel so lonely." Florence's determination to help others affected by PSP and CBD is also seeing her, along with her brother Louis and their partners and friend, take on the Three Peaks Challenge to raise funds for PSPA. The group has so far raised an incredible £8,600, or as Florence says, the equivalent of 100 days of laboratory research funded. To support their challenge, visit www.justgiving.com/page/5peeps-take-on-3-peaks. Find a support group in your area. Visit www.psposociation.org.uk/information-and-support/your-psp-support-networks/your-local-group to find a group nearest to you.